Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord, open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. High and lifted up, to see you shining in the midst of your glory. Lord, pour out your power and love as we sing holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. I want to see you.
Once again, welcome to Moments of Inspiration. Today, we have with us a guest speaker. Larry Billingsley will bring the lesson for us. We invite you to hear his message from the Word of God.
The book called the Bible is worthy of our attention. It brings to us enlightenment of the Creator of the world. It informs us of the One who gives all men life and breath and everything else. There's five things I'd like to say about the Bible. The Bible is inspired. These scriptures call attention to the God who inspired them. They were God-breathed. In other words, they are inspired by God. God actually gave these words to the apostles and prophets. For prophecy never had its origin in the will of man, but men spoke from God as they were carried along by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1 and verse 21. God gave them this word in various ways, such as verbal, also in visions. Acts chapter 10, 9 through 16, Peter had seen a vision, heaven opened. The instruction Peter was to kill and eat these unclean animals. This happened three times. The point was the Gentiles were to receive the gospel also, so they could be saved. This was given to Peter by a vision. Next, by guiding one's research, such as with Luke. He investigated everything so that you may know the certainty of the things you have been taught. He did so by writing an orderly account, Luke 1:1-4, and sometimes by no explanation of the way it was given. The controlling factor after Jesus was by the Holy Spirit. Secondly, the Bible is complete and the final revelation from God. In the Old Testament time, the revelation was being made known gradually. The law of Moses was given and more was to follow. Jeremiah 1:31-34. Next, Jesus comes and reveals many more things. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe. Hebrews 1:1. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. John 16:13. The Holy Spirit accomplished this by giving God's will to man. Acts 2:4. As the New Testament was being written, it was given to different apostles and prophets. They each would write what God had given them. As each one was put together, it became the New Testament. 1 Corinthians 13:8-10. The Bible is the final authority on all spiritual issues. His divine power has given us everything we need for life godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. 2 Peter 1:3. Jesus says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." If anyone speaks, he should do it as one speaking the very word of God. 1 Peter 4:11. We should not step from divine authority and pretend we are walking by faith. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of Christ. Romans 10:17. The fourth thing is, the Bible is God's instrument to bring men unto salvation. Many wish to find salvation outside of the written word of God. Luke 16:19-31 tells of a rich man and Lazarus. The rich man wanted Lazarus to be sent back to the earth and warn his brothers. Abraham replied, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them. If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." Paul states, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes." Romans 1:16. It is also there to equip us for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:17. The fifth thing I wanted to mention is the Bible can be understood by ordinary people. Paul charged the Thessalonians before the Lord to have this letter read to all the brothers. Also, Paul said in Colossians 4:16, "After this letter has been read to you, see that it is also read to the church of the Laodiceans, and that you in turn read the letter from Laodicea." The Word of God, the Bible, was written in the common language of the people of that day, and it could and would be understood by them. Therefore, the Bible is inspired by God. It is complete and the final word from God. It is the final authority on all spiritual issues. It is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes. And the Bible was written to be understood by ordinary people.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze.
And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art! How great thou art!
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.